tell myself you got. Welcome to the Leader Growth Podcast. I'm David Skidmore. This podcast is designed to help you overcome challenges and experience transformation in your life and in your leadership. And I want to take a moment from the beginning to say thank you to all of you who jumped in on Instagram to give me a little bit of feedback on the kind of podcast that you're enjoying from Leader Growth. And what I got from you is you want both these motivational messages, which I'm going to be sharing, and also the long form conversations. Now, I'm having a lot of fun with the cinema episodes, which are our long form conversations. I've gotten to have Gary Brooks, Jansen Miller. Elijah Weaver was not a full cinema episode, but I am going to have him back later on this year, and I'm hoping that we can do that one cinema episode. Those are really fun. I enjoy that 60, 90, 2 hour long conversation where we really get to do a deep dive. I think that in this podcast, we can draw out some things that you're not going to get anywhere else. And so that's something that I really care about. Now, one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of leaders right now are feeling a transition happening in their life. You might be feeling that you are in a big transition at this time. I know a lot of people are feeling all of the things that come into their life when they start sensing a transition is happening. One of my friends, he knew that he was leading up to a transition about 2 years ago. This happens to him when he moves jobs, is every few years he'll have this shift and he just begins to feel a little bit antsy. And it was about a 2 year process for him as far as having a career shift. Now, for you, it might not be a 2 year process. He can go back in his life and he can map it like that. For you, though, it might be more like a 2 month or a 3 month or a 6 month or a year long where you begin to discern, is this what I want to be doing? Is this where I want to be? So there are a lot of different things that you may be evaluating. Today, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about five things to know when you are in a transition, five things to remember, five things to keep in mind when you are in a transition. And I know that transitions are difficult, but I also believe transitions have a lot of power in them. Transitions are moments in life that can lead to exponential growth. If you lean into what's happening in the transition, if you really buy in, if you believe for more in the transition, if you stay present in the transition, some amazing things can happen in your life and in your leadership. Now, I also want to acknowledge that there are some transitions in our lives that we don't plan for ourselves. In fact, a lot of the transitions that you and I face, a lot of the things that we go through, those aren't things that we were planning on in the first place. You know, you might have had a transition from a job and you didn't plan on that happening, but the company had to downsize. Maybe there was a relationship that you were in, and if it would have been up to you, you would have kept going, but the other person decided, I don't want to continue forward in this relationship any longer, and so you had to transition. I think one of the most difficult transitions for people to go through is the transition when they know someone who goes from life to death. For other people, some of the most significant transitions that happen in their life is when they move spiritually from being dead to being fully alive, and then suddenly the relationships and the people that they knew and the places that they were, they don't feel the same, and they don't bring the same fulfillment and joy and purpose and meaning. And there's this tension between who I was and who I want to be, and also in the middle of that, who I am right now. So what do you do? What do you do when you're in a transition? Well, here are five things that I want you to know, I want you to remember when you are in a transition. Number one is this, and I know you might be tempted when you hear this, you might be tempted to pause, turn off the whole podcast, but just hang with me. Number one is this: this too shall pass. You know, I had a mentor tell me this a few years ago. I was in a difficult season of life, didn't know what to do, didn't know in some ways who I was, didn't know who to be for people at that time. I felt lost. This mentor said to me, "This too shall pass." I think you and I need that perspective when we're in a really difficult transition. Sometimes a transition feels incredibly exciting at the beginning, but in the middle, we're going through the change and knowing that this change, the challenge, all of the things that I'm going through, that this too shall pass. I know it might feel like it won't, but hear me, this, what you're going through, this is not forever. So if you would with me, would you just step back from the moment, from where you are, and zoom out? Let's zoom out and look at your life. Maybe a question you might ask is, where am I in my life right now? You might remember at the mall, there was a map. They'd have these maps in different places and a giant red X. And the red X simply said, you are here. And I think when you're in a transition, you have to have a moment to just simply say, oh, I'm here. It might feel like everything's happening a million miles an hour around me, but in reality, I'm right here in this place at this time. Take a deep breath. Where am I in my life? How do I make this a good transition? You know, transitions are not forever, so I want to do it well. What if I experience this transition with both grace and grit? What if I moved forward with purpose? The truth is, in a transition, you don't have to have it all figured out right then. Like, you don't have to have everything figured out on what's going to happen in the future and have all of those things in control. All you have to do is take the next step. Give yourself a little more space. Give yourself a little more room to move. Remember, this too shall pass. Number two, what I want to bring to your mind today is the idea of connection versus disconnection. Connection versus disconnection. One of the easiest things to do when you're overwhelmed is to disconnect. You can disconnect from others. You can kind of disconnect from your work, disconnect from your workouts, disconnect from eating well, disconnect. Sometimes people even disconnect from themselves. What happens then? I'm no longer aware of what's happening in my own heart. I'm no longer aware of what's happening in my mind. Life is happening so fast. And that's how it feels in those moments. You're not really connected with yourself. It feels like life is simply happening to you. Instead of you being in an intentional pursuit of life, feels like life is just happening to you. And sometimes what happens, people get stuck in that place because they end up becoming a bystander to their own existence. They stop connecting. They stop bringing themselves back to what's true, to what's real, to where they are. There are a lot of reasons people want to disconnect from everything when they're feeling the pressure that comes in a transition. But I'm telling you, take notice. Am I moving towards connection? To myself, to God, to others? Or am I feeling myself disconnecting? I believe that you and I, we want to be people who choose the path of connection. Number three, here we go. Number three is this, solitude versus isolation. Now, what I'm doing here intentionally is I'm going a level deeper from connection versus disconnection. Solitude versus isolation, these might look on the surface as the same thing. In reality, these are very different things. You see, I believe in your life, you should choose solitude. I would also encourage you, do not choose isolation. What's solitude? Solitude is purposeful connection with God and with yourself away from everyone else. In other words, I'm choosing specific times. You might even go on a retreat, 3 days, 4 days, no phone, no one to connect with out there, turning all the digital technologies off, and just simply being still, allowing yourself purposeful time to connect with God, with yourself. Solitude is essential to a full, rich, joyful growing life. I really believe solitude, if we want to do transitions in life well, one of the most important things that we do is we step into a space of solitude. Solitude is intentional. Now, isolation is unintentional you time. Unintentional you time. Isolation isn't just the occasional, I'm going to do like a long binge on Netflix. Isolation is just where I begin to move away from everyone without really communicating anything about it. Now it's just the daily Netflix binge. Now it's just scrolling. Now it's disconnection from others at a deeper level. It's in isolation that a lot of the lies begin to fill people's minds. It's in isolation that negativity really begins to overwhelm people. It's in isolation that people forget who they are. It's in isolation that people really make bad decisions. It's not a position of connection. Isolation is distancing yourself from others, even from yourself. If we're going to walk through transitions well, I believe it is essential that we choose solitude over isolation. Now, I want to come back to something I said earlier. I said, you don't have to have it all figured out right now. I'm not saying let's do this with perfection. I think sometimes when you hear a podcast, you can start thinking, well, I don't know, like sometimes I do end up in the isolation camp. I think everybody does at some level. But can we begin to be a little bit more purposeful this week? Can you be a bit more intentional? Can you live your life with a bit more purpose? Number four, touch the earth. Here's what I believe. If you're in a transition, what might happen to you is that your brain might feel like it's floating in space. Like you might feel so disconnected from everyone around you and from your own reality that I think sometimes one of the most important things that you can do is go outside and touch the earth. You know, whether you like it or not, this is the planet that you're connected to. And I think sometimes people are trying to escape their own reality. They build an entire life of escapism. A lot of the technologies that are coming are really built around because people don't love life here. Here's what I'm saying. You need to touch the earth. Walk outside barefoot in the grass. Do a cold plunge or get in a sauna. Touch the earth. Dig in the garden, like with your hands. You know, get a little dirt on your fingernails. I know some of you may have gotten a perfect manicure, but like, let your hands get a little bit dirty again. Lean into the present time. Here's the truth. Transitions are big. One of the things that people sometimes really encourage you to do is you just got to be present. You got to be present. You just got to be present all the time. And you can start freaking out about being present all the time. That's where your brain starts going, I've got to be present. I've got to be present. Stop it. You're obsessing over being present instead of actually living. Sometimes your mind is going to wander into the past. Sometimes your mind is going to wander into the future. One of the great things is that your mind can wander. That's where your creativity really comes in. Instead of causing a lot of anxiety in your own life, I would encourage you to just pause, go outside, ground yourself in reality, put your bare feet on the ground and disengage from the machine. Disengage from the mechanism. Leave your phone inside. Leave your Apple Watch inside. Just simply go be. You know, some of the happiest people that I've met in this life, gardeners. I have not met a whole lot of anxious gardeners. I'm not saying that there aren't anxious gardeners, but I think that there's something about the ritual, the routine, the rhythm of staying connected, even to the principle of I'm going to plant seeds in the ground and then I'm going to see something grow. I'm going to water and I'm going to see something grow. I'm going to pull up weeds that don't belong. I believe that those things, it takes our mind from all of the things happening around us and it brings us back to our own life, to reality, into things that are growing and things that we ultimately want to thrive. So number four is touch the earth. Number five is this. Number five, you matter. I want you to take a moment in the middle of your transition and remember this truth. You matter. Remember this reality. You matter. Your life really does matter. And I know like some of you are so busy taking care of the kids and paying bills and managing processes and leading people, developing different things going on. Some of you are builders. Some of you are trying to figure out how you're going to make it this year. In the middle of the transition, you matter. Your life matters. Your mind matters. Your heart matters. Your story matters. I don't know if any of this is going where you want it to go this year. Sometimes in a transition, what ends up happening is this. We start wondering about things. You know, it's like, I don't know if any of this is going where I want. I don't know if I'm going to be the person that I want to be on the other side of this. I'm not even sure I'm the person I want to be right now. What if all the people around me, what if they all succeed and I'm left behind? What if no one really cares about me? What if all these people move on without me? What if I get lost in this transition? What if I lose myself? What if I can't find my way forward? I think that there are a lot of things that go through people's minds when they're in a big transition. And I just want to bring it back to this. You matter. You matter. Listen to me. Transitions are hard. And some of them in life, some of them are really, really hard. There's the transition from one house to another. There's a transition to the new job. There's a transition from the person you were to the person that you want to become. There's the transition from unhealthy to healthier. There's the transition from obsessing over trauma and sometimes regret in the past to learning to be present with people. There's the transition from trying to control the future to living in the present. There's the transition from one city to another. There's the transition from death to life. There's the transition from life to death and not having that person in your life any longer. There are transitions in your relationships. Things are not staying as they were. They are not going to be as they were. And I'm here to tell you that's okay. In fact, for you, that may be really, really good. Now, I want to talk to a second group of people that are listening to this, because some of you aren't in a transition right now. You've been listening, waiting for this moment. I've been talking to people individually about the transition you're going through, but some of you aren't going through a transition. Instead, what's happening is you are leading people who are going through a significant personal transition. So here's what I want to say to you. If you're leading someone who's going through a personal transition, number one, remember this. This too shall pass. Now, I want to tell you this. You don't have to tell the people that you're leading that this too shall pass. Just know that they won't be in this phase forever. And a leader who shows up with perspective and offers the power of presence will leave a mark on someone's life forever. Grace is not just taught, it is experienced. And when you show up as a leader who has grace for someone who's in a transition, it is noticed, it is experienced, it is remembered, and it's going to help them have perspective when they're leading others in the future as well. Remember, connection versus disconnection. You might notice that they seem a bit more disconnected from their work, from their relationships, maybe even from themselves lately. As a leader, one of the most important things that you can do is connect, engage, listen, connect, encourage them. When you're leading someone who is in a big transition, when you choose the path of connection, I'm not talking about smothering, but when you simply show up and you're present and you do connect with them, they're going to remember that. It's going to make a difference. Number three, if you notice that someone on your team is going through a significant time of transition, you might actually encourage them to practice times of solitude so that they can focus, gather themselves, and grow forward. And if you notice that they're really isolating, you might bring that to their attention. But I would encourage you, have a conversation with them about practicing purposeful solitude. When we practice solitude, it's going to come back in a way where we are more connected in everything that we do in life. You might bring them a plant. And some of you are like, really? A plant? Yes. And what you're doing in that is you're inviting them to touch the earth. You might even hand them some seeds that they can go plant outside, encourage them to get connected to the earth and their life here on it. I know it might sound a little crazy, but bring someone a plant, hand them some seeds, and encourage them to touch the earth. And then finally, number five is this: remind the people that you lead that they matter. Remember this: you might manage a process, but you are leading people. You are leading people. And one of the most important things that you can do as a leader is remind the people around you that they matter. Remind them with the handwritten note. Remind them with the word of encouragement. Remind them with the lunch. Remind them with the coffee. Remind them simply by acknowledging them as you're walking by. Remind them by being present in your one-to-one. Remind them that they matter. It's a significant thing. You and I have an incredible opportunity to be able to impact people's lives, to be able to help people take the next step forward in a good way, in a positive way, in a growing way, when they're in a significant transition in their life. Transitions are difficult. Transitions can take you out. But I wonder what would happen in our lives if we really chose to lean in to the transition. If we chose that in the transition, we're going to be the kind of people who are going to grow. I wonder what would happen in your life if you simply embraced that this too shall pass. If you chose the path of connection, and you began to practice purposeful solitude, if you got grounded simply by touching the earth and you remembered, you know what, my life matters. And because of that, I know that everyone else in here matters as well. Every person I'm around matters, and I'm going to honor, I'm going to treat with dignity, I'm going to treat with respect the people around me because I want them to know that they matter. I wonder what would happen in your life. I wonder what would happen in your leadership if we simply began to practice these things this week. You might go, whoa, that's five things. Where do I start? I'd say just take one. That's your leader growth step this week. But as you do, as you grow, what will happen in your life? What will happen in your leadership as you take on the purposeful path of transformation? I'm not transitioning passively. I'm purposefully transitioning to lead to a greater transformation because I'm ultimately committed not just simply to where I am, but who I'm going to become in this journey. Once again, transitions are difficult, but I believe you are made to do difficult things. And as you do, you're going to overcome those challenges and you're going to experience a profound transformation in both your life and your leadership. Thanks for joining today. I'll see you next time.
Watch me demonstrate. See, I'm determined and dedicated. Watch what I create. And when resistance is persistent, I go harder in a pain. I just put you up on game so I can watch you elevate.
Let's fly. Wake up in the morning, no snow.